A recent study showed that when asked which instrument of the orchestra an individual would pick, 65% chose the cello. Okay, I made that up, actually, you guys. But it seems to me, in my regular life, just talking to people, everyone says, oh, if I could play an instrument, it would be the cello. Mm-hmm. So today, I have three cellists in the studio to preview an entire day-long festivities, a festivity of cello playing and learning, which is coming up Saturday, November 2nd at Western Michigan University. So here in the studio, I have Suzuki teacher Grace Field. We have Western Michigan University professor of cello Bruce Uchimura and a junior at the School of Music at Western Michigan University and a major organizer for this event, Becca Spurbeck. Nice to have you all here today.
Good morning.
Thank you. Thank
you. Good morning. So we're here to talk about some of the things the public can attend and see on this day of cello festivities. It is called the Michigan Cello Festival, but there's a little history behind that, and perhaps, Grace, you might be the right person to talk to about how that came about.
Okay. We've had a Suzuki festival of just cellos for 6 years now, I believe. And but years ago, we had the Michiana Cello Festival started by Anthony Elliott, who was the cello professor here years ago. And so we decided we would combine the two festivals. And Dalton Center is just a perfect place for that. I mean, there's so much room, and we can have, you know, one part, the Suzuki kids down the hall, and then the others, you know, in the recital hall. So it should be a great day. It's for all ages and all levels of cello playing.
One thing people who aren't around musicians a lot might wonder is cello is a larger instrument. How does it work that young people can play the cello?
We have small instruments. Yeah, we have tiny little instruments. And there are some that are coming as young as five.
Five-year-olds, yeah. to adults.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Think of a viola with an end pin.
Yeah.
Cute. That's kind
about
of cute.
It. Yeah.
Becca, since you're new to me, new to WMUK, would you tell us a little about your background as a cellist and whether you attended these festivals in the years past?
Yeah, actually, I studied with Marilyn Kessler, who's also going to be teaching at the Michigan Cello Festival on Saturday. Mm-hmm. I studied with her for, 14, 15 years until I switched over to Ooch. And we had, like Grace was saying, we had like a Suzuki festival every year, and it started as a Suzuki workshop, and it was violins and cellos, and that was always held in Okemos, and I think it was every year. I don't know if you remember that, Grace.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think my sophomore year of high school, we did turn it into the Michigan Cello Festival, and it was strictly like Suzuki cellists who studied with Andrea Yoon over in Ann Arbor and Grace, and we would have groups come and play, and I went to it every year. I think I went to two of them in Okemos, and then one of them that was held in Ann Arbor a couple of years ago. So
you must just love the cello.
So yeah, it's a love-hate relationship.
It can be. I mean, this is a painful. You know, sometimes acquiring skills can be pretty painful, but such a beautiful. It must be rewarding too over time.
Definitely, it is.
Well. So there's going to be a mix of young people and older people at the festival in the Dalton Center. What are some of the things you have planned for the students of all ages here?
Mm-hmm. Well, the Michiana, Grace's point about the Michiana Cello Festival originally was to address adult amateurs, college students, high school students, and younger. And so that's what the original intent was. So we always did a sort of a hodgepodge of master classes, usually with professors from universities in and around the area. At that time, it was Michiana, so because we had friends and colleagues in Indiana and Illinois, actually, that eventually came.
Mm-hmm.
and performances. So there would be some kind of recital. This year we're featuring Jordan Hamilton, hip-hop cello artist who has a huge local following and is a wonderful, was my student.
He's a great ambassador for
fantastic. Cello. Yeah, and so he's going to do a short recital. Everything's short because, you know, we confine it to the day's activities. Of his brand of music. And Igor Chetkovich, our principal cellist of the Kalamazoo Symphony, is going to give an orchestral repertoire class, which everybody's welcome to get their cellos out and follow his directives. Tony and I will be giving master classes each and teaching privately some of the kids that have signed up to participate in the master classes. And am I missing something? Oh, cello orchestra.
Yeah.
Cello orchestra, of course, at the very end, which Tony is going to be conducting. We're going to play, and it's going to culminate with a performance or arrangement for multiple cellos of Uptown Funk by Bruno Mars and Becca doesn't know. And then also that concert will start with, I want to show off my Western cellist, so we're going to play a movement of the Bacchianas Brasileiras number
Very
one
hard.
For
oh.
eight cellos. Yeah, we've been rehearsing. I have to conduct it because it's kind of difficult, you know, to hang together. So it's going to be a fun day for everyone. Plus the Suzuki stuff, which Grace and Becca have worked on extensively, and it's got a whole schedule for themselves through all the books. And what do we call them? Pre-twinkles. So that's the little ones.
Little.
Those are the ones who have the violas with the end pens.
The wee little cellos. Yeah. So how many students is this bringing together, roughly?
Right now, I have 95 applications. And I still have to get a few more from Becca. And I've had several calls and emails. We'll be well over 100.
That's amazing.
It is amazing.
Would you still take additional
sure.
cellists
yeah.
if they're just
yeah.
hearing about it right now?
Yeah. Oh, of mm-hmm. course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the website is MichiganCelloFestival2019.com.
Yeah. Right.
And you will find applications there as mm-hmm. well as a
schedule
of the master classes.
Bios, the whole thing. Becca did a great job on it with her
congratulations.
Webmaster.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've kind of been behind the scenes with a lot of the organization that goes into this. Are you getting any credit for that?
I'm getting paid. Yeah, I think it's really good experience for me because sometime, like myself, I would love to be doing what Grace is doing or what Uch is doing, private teaching, whether that be Suzuki or traditional methods. I would love to private teach or teach in a public schools, mm-hmm. which means I will be having to do a lot of this and do more of it by myself.
Exactly.
I hope that I'll have a couple colleagues like Grace and Uch to help me along the way, but definitely was good experience for me.
It's helped us a lot because, in the days when Grace and I did it, there was no computer. And so we had to do everything by letter, phone, and way in advance. And it was a lot of work and contacts. Yeah. And a lot of egos to deal with.
There's never going to be a shortage of egos.
Especially in the music world.
Well, like I said, activities get underway around 9 a.m. Mm-hmm. So if you're on campus, November 2nd at Western Michigan University, you see a lot of folks carrying those cases around 8:30 and taking them to the music building, the Dalton Center. And as you said, master classes are being offered, Suzuki clinics, and there will be a free public concert that kind of ends the day. Uh-huh. It's sort of the celebration of everything.
Actually, there'll be two concerts.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there'll be one for the Suzuki students at 3:00, and then they can go into the recital hall and hear the older college kids, amateur cellos, with Tony Elliott. So there's going to be really two concerts at the end of the day.
We've mentioned Tony Elliott a little bit, but maybe you could expand a little on what he's bringing, what his experience has been.
Yeah, he started in Toronto years ago and did a cello festival there. And when he came to Western to be the cello professor, he decided and roped us all in to start one here. And he had had some experience, so that was a help. And we did it for many years in Kalamazoo until we decided that it just was a little much, and then we went to other places. But he was the cello professor, as I said, and also the orchestra conductor, just like Mr. Uchimura. And so he had quite a bit of experience here and knows Kalamazoo. So it's like a homecoming for him. We're just so delighted that he'll be back because he knows a lot of us. Mm. And I'm sure it'll be fun for him, too.
I imagine. Oh, I'm sorry.
Tony has had a very distinguished career in music. You know, he studied with the legendary Janos Starker at Indiana, and I think Gregor Piatigorsky a little bit. And then he started his career in orchestras. So he was principal, right? I think of Vancouver and so forth, yeah, and so on. And then decided to go into teaching. And I believe Western Michigan University was his first teaching post. So he was my predecessor, essentially. And he went to University of Houston for a while, and of course he's been at University of Michigan for many, many years now, so that was his end game. And joyfully he retired at the end of last year, so he's enjoying himself now. He looks the same, actually.
Yeah, he does. He never ages.
Yeah.
He'll be teaching a master class at 10 a.m., and Bruce Uchimura will teach a master class at 11 a.m., and these are open for the public to watch.
Yeah.
This is a one-day event that's bringing together a lot of people who may or may not know each other or see each other before, but these have the potential to change people's lives once in a while. Perhaps you can remember a masterclass or a visit with an influential performer that you have remembered to this day that's been that's made a difference at the time. Can you think of a player like that?
Yes. We all had master classes when we were at the university and played for various people, like Leonard Rose, when he came to MSU. And then I grew up in Philadelphia with a musical family. We all played, and we did a lot of things where we were coached by some of the Philadelphia Orchestra members because my father was minister of music at this huge, big church. We had a lot of contacts.
Yeah.
So I remember those vividly. Yeah.
There was a time, you know, just before, yeah, I think in the 60s and 70s is when this cello society thing became popular.
Mm-hmm.
So New York had one, Chicago had one. I don't think they're as highly organized because times change and technology and so forth and so on. But back then, you know, it was all cellists just wanting to, you know, interact with one another, despite the fact that they were probably all jealous of one another, and so forth and so on. But that's not so prevalent anymore.
No.
You know, they have other more specialized things. But in those days, you know, you had a cello society that used to routinely have at least one event, if not several. And it was, of course, dependent on who was running it, as all, right, events like of that nature, societies
comes
of that
down
nature.
To people, yeah.
Yeah. And how much they're willing to organize and do and stuff. They're still active. For example, Cleveland still has a very active cello society that brings in guest artists like David Geringas, and then gives a master class at the Cleveland Institute and so forth. But that's not the norm anymore.
Have you ever been contacted yourself, Bruce, by a former student or a masterclass participant who just said, I've been thinking about the time we spent together and it made a difference?
Oh, surely, yeah. But, you know, like I said, it was more organized and popular at the time, you know, to bring all cellists of whatever city they were in at the time, you know. Yeah, now it's sort of, I don't know, spaced out and they call you and, you know, you go here and there and so forth and so on. They still have string teachers, you know, conferences and stuff like that. But I remember distinctly because I thought, wow, there are a lot of actually, and they all call themselves cello societies, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Michigan Cello Festival 2019 gets underway on Saturday, November 2nd, and bringing probably over 100 participants to campus at Western Michigan University. Becca, you've been behind the scenes organizing a lot of this. And if I could ask you the same question about an influential moment you had in a master class or maybe a private lesson with a teacher you hadn't met before?
I remember there was, I went to a festival called Aria over in Massachusetts. I did that a couple years ago, and that's a festival where all you have are master classes. You have 2 master classes a day and then a private lesson. And I went through a course of maybe like, 3 or 4 professors. There were a bunch of professors who just have, you know, things that you say that you agree with or don't agree with. And I remember there was this one, Marcy Rosen? Mm-hmm. She's over mm-hmm. at Manus, over in New York. And she had something to say about tone and the different sides of the string and just things that you don't really think about until someone points it out and you're like completely mind blown. I mean, I don't know.
You still think about that today?
Yes, I think about all those master classes and all of my and all of the time that I practice. I think about something that I learned at Aria. So,
summer things are very important.
Yes,
they are.
Yes,
you know, you get sometimes your best. You know, because you're not distracted by school, you know, by the university at the time, right? You can just think about cello and everybody around you is looking for the same things and
yeah,
then you get to study with all these terrific teachers and musicians, you know.
Well, and I think that's what's cool about the Michigan Cello Festival because it's a one-day event. So you're not, like, dedicating. I feel like we would have less people come if you had to dedicate an entire week or, like, 2 weeks or something like that to come. I mean, people ask me, so is this just a one-day event? Are people going to be put up in dorms? Like, I was like, nope, it's just one day. You're just going to have master classes and you're going to get to go home. So I think that's a really cool part about our cello festival.
It's November 2nd, a Saturday, 9 a.m. Classes start, and then a final concert at 4 o'clock, 4 to 5. And who will be performing in this 4 o'clock concert?
Everybody. Everybody.
Everybody.
Yep. So everybody that attends can sit in that cello orchestra. We'll have parts the morning of, so they can do a little practicing or at least look at the parts throughout the day. So,
does anyone remember the pieces you chose
no.
for everyone
well, Becca
to be part
has
of?
A li- oh, she had, yeah. yeah.
I think there's a download for Beethoven.
Oh, those are that's for Igor's class. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Excerpts. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I know we're doing the
Goltermann Serenade.
No, I don't think he picked that. He picked the Dorian Smith pieces and what's
like
the one you twirl the cellos? I can't think. Oh, Jericho.
Mm-hmm.
Jericho,
yep.
Where we twirl the cellos in the middle.
If you've never heard a mass cello orchestra, it's a wonderful thing, I'll tell you.
It is. Much.
The resonance is unbelievable.
Getting back to everyone's favorite instrument, the cello, the more the better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really.
So that's how we're planning to do it, you know.
Yeah. Since the cello has the widest range of any of the string instruments, it sounds so great because you're the bottom and the middle and then the top and
playing 3 different clefs.
Really, yeah.
Just want to throw that out there. Yeah. 3 clefs.
Not hard or anything.
So. We got some cello pride going here in WMUK's studio. I'm with Bruce Uchimura, Grace Field, and Becca Spurbeck. And we've been covering the Michigan Cello Festival 2019. Again, it's on Saturday, November 2nd, starting at 9 a.m. Registration still accepted if you visit the website, MichiganCelloFestival2019.com. And so I hear that the Berlin Philharmonic Cello Section is a pretty outstanding group of cellists.
Yes.
And they've recorded like 4 or 5 albums of all cello ensemble music.
Yeah.
I'm just going to pick one of these fun pieces and ask for, before we hear it, just ask for any final reminders or thoughts about Saturday, November 2nd, Michigan Cello Festival.
Come. Come and hear great cello.
Even if you don't play.
Yeah. I'm
Come
sure
and observe
we'll
the classes,
be.
Too.
Yeah.
You can do that. Everyone can observe any of the classes
right.
that are going
They're
on.
They're not closed to anybody, right? They're all open, so.
Okay. Other thoughts?
And I guess we're taking over the whole building.
Yeah.
Because we need all these rooms.
Till 5 o'clock, yeah.
Yeah, because there's 4... Suzuki specialist coming in from Ohio and Grand Rapids and Okemos, And then, you know, with Mr. Elliott and Jordan Hamilton, and, you know, I mean, that building is going to be full of cello music.
Yeah. And Becca, where can people find the information online?
About the schedule. Yeah. So so when you go to the website, there's a tab that says schedule, and it just gives a schedule of the master classes. For the Suzuki portion, those schedules will be handed out the day of. Okay.
Well, congratulations on all your hard
Thank
work,
you.
And I'm sure it's going to be a wonderful, fun event.
Oh, we think so.
We hope so.